Yesterday morning, the flow of gas was cut off at both the entry point of the Ukrainian pipeline system on the Russian-Ukrainian border and the exit point on Ukraine's border with Slovakia. Kyiv justified this decision on the grounds of national security, noting that Russia partially funds its war efforts against Ukraine through the sale of natural resources. In his New Year's address, Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico warned of drastic consequences this would have on the entire EU. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky described it as one of Moscow's major defeats. Czech officials believe that this decision will not significantly impact Czechia. Czech Minister of Industry and Trade Lukáš Vlček reassured that Czech households and businesses need not be concerned about gas shortages. He stated that Czech gas storage is currently about 63% full. He further offered to help Slovakia to overcome any difficulties.
We have discussed our technical capacities, and I have personally spoken with the Slovak Minister of Economic Affairs. If Slovakia needs assistance, Czechia, with its gas infrastructure, is ready to help.
The minister also noted that alternative gas supplies for the region will become more accessible after Germany agreed to waive the transit fee for neighboring countries. The European Commission similarly claimed that the suspension of supplies through Ukraine was anticipated and emphasized that the EU is prepared for this. The Commission added that the EU27's gas infrastructure is flexible enough to supply Central and Eastern Europe with gas through alternative routes, bypassing Russia. However, Fico claimed that the decision to cut off gas through Ukraine to Slovakia ignored the interests of the small landlocked country. The Slovak Prime Minister has repeatedly warned that Slovakia will lose hundreds of millions of euros in transit fees due to the gas transit shutdown and that Kyiv's decision will lead to higher prices for gas imports from other sources. He also threatened Ukraine with retaliatory actions, including the possibility of cutting off electricity supplies. Václav Bartuška, the Czech Ministry of Foreign Affairs Special Representative for Energy Security, stated that the suspension of Russian gas shipments via Ukraine would primarily impact Slovakia, as other EU countries, including Czechia, had secured alternative supplies. Jiří Gavor, Executive Director of the Association of Independent Energy Suppliers, confirmed these estimates. He pointed out that Slovakia faces the most difficult situation in terms of immediate compensation. However, he said that there is no risk of a physical gas shortage in Slovakia.